tougher than the Dockers road trip, mate?
Oh, they're all tough, but clearly we're coming up against one of the grand finals teams from last year and a team that were able to beat us twice last season, so it's a tough game and one we look forward to, though, one we're ready for, and hopefully we can put on a really strong performance.
What are the big challenges, do you see?
Oh, beating Sydney's a big challenge. You know, you can't just isolate and think about it. I mean, typically everyone wants to talk about a buddy or a tip, but you know, you just talk about the Sydney team and the whole team and horse, and you just know what they're going to bring. And it's again, for us, it's we don't have to worry about what it's going to be. We know what it's going to be. We've just got to be in it for four quarters. No, look, we didn't take a chance this week. Last week we were a little bit thought he might have been okay. And once we made the decision almost last week that he wasn't going to play, it was like, oh, okay, let's be really aware that this is a thigh injury that sometimes can turn into a long term injury, and we don't want that to happen. So we've made a decision now that Lobes won't play until he's 100% right to go.
So is it just a small strain, or is it what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's a small strain. Yeah, definitely a small strain. On the scan, it showed up as a very small strain. So that's where we thought at the time that it may be okay, because typically with a thigh, once you can run and get power, you're okay. But if it's a midpoint, you can cause some more problems when you try and kick, so we just weren't going to go there.
It just tears a bit more.
Yeah, well, I've seen them in my journey, and I'm sure Burjo and the medical team have seen them too, that what you think is a 1 or 2 week injury can sometimes get a bit scary and turn into a long term if you don't treat it with respect early. So that's what we've made the decision. We suspect that Lobes will be probably available next week, but I'm not prepared to sit here now and say he will. Yeah, amazing story. Look, last week when we knew Lobes was a little bit doubtful, we talked about Redo, and so we thought, well, gee, let's give him another game of footy, and we're really pleased with what he's been able to do in such a short period of time. But round 10, I reckon it might have been 2013. It's a long time ago, but you'll see him when he's out there, and you get to see him at training and that a little bit. But he's in great shape. He's a big man. He's going to be a real contest for the Sydney Swans to get over.
He must be elated.
I think he's, in all honesty, I think he's quite shocked that he's been able to get back. I think there was points in the last 12 months that I'm sure Jared Redden thought his football career was over. So I think right now he's probably pinching himself a little bit and thinking, wow, I have come a long way in a relatively short period of time from when he got to a point of, I don't know that I'm going to play this game again.
Did the club ever share those thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know that Redo was going to play footy again. I thought there was a significant chance that he probably wouldn't. Now, when you're seeing his knee and what it was like for and not that long ago, back in October last year, it was a significant issue for him. But to his credit, and credit to his teammates, they put some pressure on him to give himself the best opportunity, and Redo responded really well.
So do you just trust Burjo then in sort of, like you said, it hasn't been that long since October, so do you just trust Burjo that he says his knee's fine to go?
Medical team, yeah. Dr. Fisher and the boys and Timmy O'Leary that do their jobs. They've done a great job. And now you watch him now. He's in good shape, and you know, he just needed a bit of luck, and he's managed to do that. But he needed to manage himself a little bit better as well.
What about game knowledge? It's always talked about. I mean, it's the reason you've got a reserves team to bring through the players and get the game knowledge up. Where's Jared out of that?
Oh, no, look, the good part is he's been around the club all the time, so he understands the way we play, and he's now played 3 or 4 games back. So he, as a ruckman, they have a pretty simple part of the job to get done. They've got to go in there and get some other big bloke just to charge into him and battle like hell and try and give our midfielders the opportunity. And, Redo, in all seriousness, Redo's ruck work is as good as anyone we have at the club, including Lobes. So he does really good work with his hands, and the midfielders know that.
You tend to forget that before he did his shoulder in that against the Bulldogs, that he was sort of right up there as vying for the number one ruck.
No, well, he was.
Yeah.
He absolutely was. He was first choice ruck at that point. You know, he was only a young fella. And we were really excited about what his future may have been. But this goes to show in this game, you just can't afford to think it's going to happen. You've just got to make the most of it when it's your chance. And I'm sure tomorrow night he'll make the most of his opportunity. And look, there's some real challenges for him. It's a game of AFL football that he's... You know, he's coming back into play, and he knows it's going to be tough work.
He's still only 24. I mean, there's still plenty of time for him to get completely right and still forge a sensational career.
He's almost at that right age for a ruckman, isn't he? That they take a little while to come through. Some come through early, but more often than not, even Lobes is a great example. They're 23, 24 before they start to establish themselves. So Redo's got time, but it'll disappear quick. And he, I think being through what he's been through might be good for him.
What does Butch have to do to sort of work his way back into the side again?
Oh, it's not... Look, John doesn't have to do too much, but, you know, from a match committee point of view, we understand that we brought Paddy to the club and that we're going to look like we're going to have a two-ruck system throughout the year, and we want to make sure we get an opportunity to get that right, whether that's with Redo and Paddy or Lobes and Paddy or, you know, another young player coming through, and it'll consist, hopefully, of two rucks, because we think we need to have that extra support in our front half with the bigger body, and Butch can certainly provide that, but it disrupts us too much with the other stuff that we wanted to do last week, so we made a decision that John's form, unfortunately, wasn't that bad, but we wanted to play the extra ruck. And John just needs to keep himself consistent, wait for the opportunity to present itself, force the opportunity again to present itself by weight of numbers.
I know it's crystal ball gazing, but is there room for essentially three to have Ryder as a permanent forward and have Redden and then Lobes in the side?
Don't know. Look, I don't know that it is or it isn't. We'll wait it, let it expose itself a little bit if it does. If they're, it's like John. If they're all in really good form and they're all doing their part of the team role well, they'll all stay in the side. But when you're looking for the right mix, you keep mixing and matching a little bit until you get satisfied with what it looks like.
There's a few comments during the week about last week's game, about Frio's ability to sort of corral you guys. Do you feel, is that fair? I mean, how did you sort of see it?
No, it's a good game of footy, I thought. I'm not going to sit here and read too much into whether some side was doing this or not. It was just an honest, great contest. Frio were too good at the end of the day, and we weren't able to get the job done when we needed to. So I don't buy into all the other stuff. It's a game of footy.
It's not as if you're asking the players to run harder or more aggressively or anything like that this week.
No, we try and play the same way every week. People forget the opposition do some great things to you, and that's what we have to try and challenge ourselves with sometimes. Sometimes they win the battle, sometimes we win the battle, and we're hoping tomorrow night we win the battle.
What's the key then? Is it just going harder for longer, or is there something you've particularly picked up?
Now, look, I probably bore you a little bit because when you play the top sides all the time, it's such a small margin, and it's nearly not the same margin, the same thing that happens every week. It's something quite different. You know, could it be not Pav that's kicking four? Could it be not Buddy that's having a good day? Could it be that one of our smaller players are doing something different? I mean, the game of footy, it's a combative game where you've got the two sides going at each other. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just need, you do still need a little bit of things go your way. And no one's going to be able to predict what that is.
Is he going to take a whole back six, like Trengrove was saying the other day, to stop Buddy and Tipo, do you think?
Oh, yeah, takes it. Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether... You know, whether it's the Sydney side or the Fremantle side, again, collectively, defence is now played as a team. Everyone knows that. Everyone watches it played that way. And you understand the need to have the whole team in on it. And if you don't, back six can get exposed. Individuals in the back six get exposed. And that's just the way footy's played. So you've got to work together and you've got to work really hard together.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ken. Have a good day.